Now we had some free time. We spent time with our children, our family members. In the midst of all this, may it not be a case that we ignore our elderly parents. How would you guide us on this, that how can we avail this time in particular and use it to serve and hearten our parents?
When this person was a baby, he was just like a dead body. He couldn't move or eat by his own choice. His parents looked after him, brought him up for such a long time. And now when they are in need, he leaves them. Then who would be more ungrateful than that person? Serving your parents is one of the greatest means for the removal of calamities and problems.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Believe you me, what I'm saying is exactly right. Whether people do anything or not, they should try this.
Subhanallah.
But they should serve their parents in such a way that their parents pray for them.
Subhanallah.
And they'll pray from their heart. Ulama, Islamic scholars, they say that the way the du'as of prophets are accepted,
Allah, Allah,
in favor of their ummah, likewise du'as of parents are accepted,
beautiful,
when made in the favor of their own children. Hazrat Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi alayhi, he was really a great friend of Allah. When he was on the spiritual path to complete its various stages, which included offering salah, reciting Quran, tasbih, tahleel, in remembrance of Allah, he had another brother. He wouldn't do all this, but he used to serve his mother. His mother was alive. Now one day that brother said to Sayyidina Bayazid Bistami, "Brother, you remain busy in your worship, whereas I have to serve mother. So also allow me to worship too. Give me the opportunity to worship too." Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was also a friend of Allah. He knew that serving parents is not a small act at all. He said to his brother, "Okay, fair enough. You do dhikr of nawafil and I serve the mother." Now he started serving his mother. This was first night. Let me mention one point here. Maybe you are aware that there are many ranks in wilayat, in friendship of Allah. Many stages and ranks, one after the other. So many ranks. Amongst them, there comes a stage when the spiritual gateway of the heart of the friend of Allah is opened. Even the divine throne is revealed to him, as well as the angels, and the secrets of recognition of Allah are disclosed to him. But to reach this rank, it normally requires a very long period. Hazrat Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi alayhi was wali of Allah. He was pious, devout worshipper, and person who would offer salah in the night and was habitual of fasting in the day. But he hadn't reached to the highest levels of wilayat. And now in the middle came his brother.
"Okay.
Brother, you serve mother. I should also get the opportunity to worship Allah and do his dhikr, shouldn't I?" He said, "Fine, I'll serve our mother." Here Rahman went to his mother in the night. So it was initial part of the night. Mother said, "Son, please pass me some water." Now here Rahman says, when he went to get water from a vessel, he felt that water was very cold, as it was a cold night. He thought, if I give cold water to my mother, it may affect her throat. He didn't get water from there. Then he thought, I should go to water well and get fresh water from there, which wouldn't be that cold. The idea was not to serve cold water in cold night. When he went to water well, he did not find any bucket there. How to get water out? What to do? Because I have to serve water to my mother. Suddenly, he remembered that there was a canal nearby. Now he decided to go and get water from there, as it would be convenient to get water from the canal. So he thought, I should go there and get water which wouldn't be that cold and I can serve to my mother. The canal was 1 kilometer away. When he came back from there, mother had slept.
Allah Allah.
Mother had slept. He did not feel comfortable to wake her up. He stood nearby that she wakes up by herself until dawn.
Allah Allah.
Now when she woke up to offer tahajjud salah, she saw that her son Bayazid Bistami alayhi rahmah was standing nearby. She asked, "Why are you standing?" He replied, "Mother, you had asked for water. So I'm standing to serve you water." She said, "That's what I asked in the beginning of the night." He replied, "I went to bring, but that was cold. I went further to get it. When I came back, you had slept. Then I thought, if I slept and you wanted water, what would you do? That's why I stood nearby. So whenever you would wake up and need water, I would present that to you."
Subhanallah.
Now when he served his mother in such a way, then mother prayed in the court of Allah, "Oh Allah, I'm pleased with him, you also be pleased with him.
Subhanallah.
I'm pleased with him, you also be pleased with him. As soon as Mother said this prayer, the heart of Bayezid Bistami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi brightened and secrets disclosed. And those ranks of spirituality which he had not achieved from years, he got through one prayer of his mother.
Subhanallah.
So this is serving your parents. It is such a great act, such a great act. But what else can be the greatest source to repel calamities than this act of serving parents? Believe you me, reciting tasbih is a great act. But serving your parents has more excellence than reciting tasbih. No doubt, reciting nawafil all night is an incredible act. But greater form of worship than that is to serve your parents. So we should serve our parents. The dua you make may not have that effect, but parents' dua will surely have a greater effect.